This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What Google workers got right about negotiating. What happened? Thousands of Google employees signed a petition demanding CEO Sundar Pichai guarantee severance pay, scrap performance-based quota systems, and give workers the choice to convert severance into paid leave. Nearly 100 workers showed up in person at Mountain View to hand deliver it. This happened while Alphabet just crossed a $4 trillion valuation. The workers are not struggling. They are negotiating. That distinction matters enormously. The communication angle. The lesson here is simple. When you want power to listen, you make the cost of ignoring you visible. That is exactly what the Alphabet Workers Union did. And it worked as a communication strategy even if the outcome is still uncertain. Start with the petition itself. 4,500 signatures is not just a number. It is a signal of scale. Numbers do the talking that emotions cannot. When you walk into a difficult conversation and say I feel undervalued, you get sympathy. When you say 4,500 of your employees signed their names to this document, you get attention. The difference is that one is a complaint and the other is evidence. Always lead with evidence. Then there is the in-person delivery. They could have emailed the petition. They chose not to. Showing up physically says something that a digital signature cannot. We are organized enough to coordinate, committed enough to show up, and visible enough that you cannot pretend this did not happen. In any negotiation, presence communicates seriousness. The moment you make yourself easy to ignore, you will be ignored. Look at the three demands themselves. They are specific, concrete, and non-ideological. The workers did not say treat us fairly or respect our dignity. They said guaranteed severance, no performance quotas, option for paid leave. Three things. Countable, measurable, are to deflect with vague promises. This is sharp communication. Vague demands give the other side room to offer vague solutions. Specific demands force specific answers. Here is the part most people miss. Doing this while Alphabet is worth $4 trillion is not a coincidence. That context is embedded in the message. It answers the objection before it gets raised. No executive can say, we cannot afford it when the company's valuation just hit a record high. The workers framed their ask against the company's own success. That is called removing the exit. You take away the easy out before the conversation even starts. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high stakes requests walks you through out a structure and asks so that the other person's default response shifts from let me think about it to I need to respond to this. The Google workers used every principle in that framework without knowing it. Specific demands, visible presence, and evidence that preempts the obvious objection. That combination does not just communicate a message. It creates pressure that a well-worded email never will. The takeaway. Before your next negotiation or difficult ask, write down the single best fact that makes no look unreasonable. Then put that fact in the first sentence you say out loud. Not buried at the end. Not as background context. First, lead with the fact that makes your position hard to dismiss. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use. Whenever you need them, visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.